I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Unless you're a Seahawks fan, last night's Super Bowl was probably not one to remember. Some of the ads, though, were pretty memorable, including this one.
Please join me in welcoming Lieutenant Chuck Nat
Holmes. Confetti rains down on the Budweiser Clydesdales as they lead a veteran on his surprise welcome home parade. We asked our network of veterans what they thought of the ad. Several loved it. Jeremy Brown from Montgomery, Alabama, wrote in. He said he loved the dedication to the troops. But some were turned off by it. Patricia Hull's son, Alex, did two tours of duty in Afghanistan with the U.S. Marine Corps. Patricia is on the line with us now from Amesbury, Massachusetts. Patricia, why did you not like the ad?
Well, Marco, I certainly agree with the sentiment of the ad that every soldier deserves a hero's welcome home. But I also agree with Andrew Bacevich when he calls these moments cheap grace. These are feel-good moments in the media or at a sporting event usually that allow spectators to feel connected to the troops or connected to the families in some way, to be part of a moment that, quite honestly, is quite indescribable. When Alex came home from his first tour, I told him it was the best day of my life, and I meant that in every way. It was better than my wedding day, better than the day I gave birth. It was the best moment of my life when he came home. It's quite indescribable. But these feel-good moments are designed to let people feel as if they're participating in supporting our troops. And quite honestly, in this country, I don't know what supporting our troops really means when, again, to go back to Bacevich, we seem to be willing to support our troops as long as it doesn't crimp our lifestyles. So As lovely as the sentiment is, I really find this to be cheap grace.
Well, Bacevich, of course, is the Boston University professor whose own son died in Iraq. And I got to say, it's not the only ad, this Budweiser ad in the Super Bowl, the only one in recent memory to use that kind of coming home trope and getting the viewers to feel good about this person who's come back to the U.S.
Again, I think that's how he hits the nail on the head. These moments of cheap grace allow people to feel as if they're doing something, allow people to feel as if they're participating when the next minute they're back down in their seats watching the Super Bowl and eating their hot dogs. There really is no price or no participation. I am part of the 1%, and that's the 1% of people in this country who are really affected in a family way by these wars.
Patricia, how would you have wanted to see American veterans honored during this big sporting event? Or do you think that big sporting events shouldn't kind of deal with these issues at all?
It's the public nature of these private moments that feel a bit odd to me. I think there's lots that could be done. I know that these Super Bowl ads cost tens of millions of dollars, and I don't know anything about the Budweiser company and what they do with their money other than that. But it would be lovely to put that money towards some of the issues that these veterans are experiencing, serious issues, when they come home.
Is part of your disappointment with this ad that, you know, quite frankly, it's trying to sell something and doesn't really kind of bring what people, like the man in it, this Lieutenant Chuck Nat, what he actually went through? We don't really know what he went through. We just know that he's back and he might be enjoying a Budweiser in a few minutes.
Absolutely. And that's the whole, it's the whole turning this moment into something feel good, into something that people can feel good about. That's what's very upsetting. Nobody walks away from this war unscathed. No one. Some in very serious ways, others in less serious ways. But if you have someone there that you love or a family member, it affects the entire family. And nobody comes out of that unscathed or unharmed.
Were you watching the Super Bowl with Alex, your son?
Yes, my son Alex was there watching the Super Bowl with my whole family, yes.
How did he react? I mean, what was the kind of vibe in the room when this ad kind of finished?
The vibe in the room was what it probably was in most living rooms. I had a lot of people in my living room watching this, and most people thought it was quite lovely. Alex was quite quiet. Alex is not one to speak about these things without being asked. So this is something that I hope to speak with him about in the next few days. He had to go home last night. I went to bed after the game because I had to go to work, but I hope to talk to him about it. But my living room reacted in the way that I'm sure most living rooms did.
Patricia Hull, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for doing this, Marco. I'm grateful.